This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Before I begin, there's something you should know about this story. It involves a close friend of mine. In fact, if you're a longtime listener, you probably know her as well.
I'm Erica Mahoney. This is KAZU News.
4 years ago, Erica was news director, and we were here together at the station on what became the worst day of her life.
Boulder police confirming tonight 10 people are dead.
Erica's parents lived in Boulder, Colorado, and her father went to the supermarket where gunmen opened fire. Kevin Mahoney was one of the first to die. It was a gut punch. I mean, how do you even process that? For Erica, it involved using the skills she learned as a journalist. She recently completed Senseless, a podcast of her experience. But it began with an interview on NPR the day after the shooting.
And it was really, really hard, but it filled me with a sense of purpose that really was my guiding light through that first period right after the mass shooting, of just giving me a reason to get up, brush my hair, show the world that my dad was a human being who shouldn't have had to run for his life in a parking lot of a grocery store. And so this was me trying to make some sort of meaning out of something that made no sense. And I did get to a point that I just was like, I have to stop now.
I was not surprised when you took the interview with NPR, because that's what you do. But when you continued in a very public way, I admire it. I admire the strength that it took to do that. But I got to ask you, why?
It wasn't very public for a long time. And then about a year after the mass shooting, I started therapy. It was so hard to do. I became so numb that I couldn't even cry. And so she encouraged me to write a letter to my dad. I started, "Dear Dad, I miss you." And it just flew out of my body, this letter to my dad, catching him up on everything that had happened since he was gone. And I was finally able to cry. And it was such a win, because I realized going through this that it's totally normal and natural to feel numb. And just to feel was incredibly freeing. And the way for me to feel was through creative expression. And I think if you're a painter, maybe you would turn to painting. If you're a poet, you'd write a poem. If you're a musician, you'd make a song. And so for me, as a journalist, it was making a podcast.
You did a lot of things on this journey for the podcast. I think, to me, one of the most profound was your decision to go to the trial. For the first time, come face to face with the man who killed your father. And I'm wondering, why at the end did you decide to do it?
Oh, it was such a tough decision. And I appreciate you so much for helping me just talk through the pros and cons. And I don't think that there's necessarily a right answer. What I decided was, I'm going to go. And if I ever need to stop going, then I will. And I would say the hardest part about the trial was sitting in a room for 3 weeks with this man who killed my dad.
You called him a monster.
I don't remember saying that.
In our conversations, you called him a monster.
Oh, I probably did. I don't think he is. You know, I don't think that now, or I don't want to call him that now. There was a lot of anger and hurt in me.
What changed?
I think the trial changed that just kind of gut punch reaction, because I saw his family. And at one point they put pictures of him up on the screen as a teenager before his onset of schizophrenia. And the night of the shooting, I remember laying in bed and I was staring at the ceiling and I couldn't sleep. And I was just picturing myself screaming at the shooter in court. And then I just remember feeling really kind of bad and deciding in that moment that if I ever got the chance to say something to him, I wanted to say something that he would be able to understand. And that was that I wished he'd received more love in his life, because then maybe none of this would have happened.
The shooter received 10 life sentences. He will spend the rest of his life in prison. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.